get something and went and make some, make a syrup, but I can't remember now what it was. But she knew what she was getting.
Is sassafras the flavor that's in root beer?
I think so. I think sassafras in, it's in root beer.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup is a
maple.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
A big group of maple trees, a grove, I guess.
And what different kinds of trees do you get around here?
Oh, we have a number of different kinds of trees. We have pine, elm, oak, maple, and cottonwood. It's just a number of different kinds of trees around this country.
What's a tree that looks like a cottonwood tree?
A tree that looks like a cottonwood tree. Mm-hmm. A birch or something. What does look like
about
sycamore. No, a sycamore really doesn't look like a cottonwood tree. Now, there's some cottonwood trees right across the road over here. That third house over there. Them trees out front, that's cottonwood trees. But a sycamore tree has great big leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a fuzz on them leaves. And oh, you know, when the in the fall, I know that's bad on your hay fever.
You have hay fever?
I don't, but my husband used to have it real bad.
The kind of tree George Washington cut down
was a cherry tree.
And a tree that, well, has a flower that's the state flower of Louisiana.
Magnolia. Oh, that's a magnolia.
Do you ever hear that called a cowcumber tree or cucumber tree?
No. No, I haven't.
What's the kind of a bush or shrub that the leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got clusters of berries on it?
And the tree, the leaves turn...
Well, yeah, it's a bush that has leaves that turn red.
Well, now, the poinsettia leaves turn red in the winter, but that's just a plant.
What about sumac or shumac?
Oh, the shumac bush.
Does that grow around here?
Yes, I'm pretty sure there's some of it around here. I haven't noticed it lately.
Are the berries good for anything?
I don't know. I never used it.
And a kind of bush or shrub that's flowering bush, it's got pink and white flowers on it, blooms in late spring.
Pink and white, a bush that has pink and white flowers on it and blooms in late spring. Is that the elderberry? Are you thinking about the elderberry bush?
Well, do you have something around here you call spoonwood or spoon?
No, not that I know of.
What about mountain?
Now, the elderberry bush has white blooms in it. I haven't seen any with pink on it.
What about mountain laurel or rhododendron?
Well, we don't have that down here, not around here. There may be, you know, uptown or in the floors to places. People may have it in their yards, but it's not a common thing around.
What different kinds of berries do you get around here?
Huckleberries and blackberries and strawberries.
What's the kind of berry? I think you
raspberries.
Huh?
I say raspberries and strawberries.
Do they grow wild here?
No, they don't grow wild here. No, raspberries don't grow wild here.
But they will grow here?
I think raspberries would grow here if they were planted.
You saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were. You tell someone, you better be careful, they might be
poison.
And a kind of a bush or vine that makes your skin break out if you touch it.
Oh dear, poison oak or poison ivy.
How do you recognize those?
Well, you just recognize them. Now, like I was saying a while ago, they're in the world book. Anything you want to find is in the world book. But really, the way we found, I just all my life knew.